The Lindy's Football Report. This is the Lindy's Football Report with Graham Dunn, Michael Butler, and Lynn Scarborough. College football in depth and complete in 30 minutes. The Lindy's Football Report is brought to you by U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Waiting for the snap. There it is. The kick on the way, and that kick is knuckling toward the upright, and it's good. Just gets over the upright. Chase McGrath wins the game for Tennessee. And here they come. Everybody sharing in the celebration. The student section mobbing the field. They're mobbing Chase McGrath. They're mobbing Hendon Hooker. What jubilation in Big Orange Country.
Now, that's a first for a Lindy's report as well. Thanks to the Chase McGrath 40-yard knuckleball that made it over the crossbar in the last seconds. We are talking about a Tennessee victory over Alabama for the first time in 16 years and the first time on the Lindy's report. Our thanks to Bob Kessling and the Vol Network for that clip. UT is undefeated 6-0 for the first time since 1998, which is also its last national championship season. Should we start thinking of playoff on Rocky Top?
Yeah, I think it's possible, but golly, there's a lot of season left. And I saw that you noted that there are donations you can make to get some new goalposts.
Yes.
Just do some scuba diving. It's in the Tennessee River. Go pull those out and put them back up.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, dunk them. Yeah, big win for Tennessee. Congratulations to the Big Orange. And I'm starting to think, you say, is this a playoff-type team? There are people saying this is like the 19 LSU team, the 2019 team that won a similar game, a shootout-type game over Alabama that made them start believing more and more, and they did go all the way. Still got to go to Athens, though. Still a lot of work to be done.
You can't ignore that either, because not that Georgia was going to ignore them anyway, but now they know, hey, they just beat Alabama. Of course, we're still a few weeks away, and Georgia's still got some work to do to get to that game, but Tennessee is for real. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you just mentioned it. You want to donate to the athletic department. They're taking $16, $52.49, or $1,019.15. Okay. Well, through 6 weeks, scoring is up across college football in comparisons to previous seasons. Quarterbacks have completed an astounding 62%, and the 2022 season should set a record for highest average for a passing in a game, currently at 242 yards. No one throws it more than Mississippi State, which will travel to Alabama this weekend. The Bulldogs have seen a marked improvement, averaging 23 points per game more than when Mike Leach arrived in Starkville 2 years ago. Although the Bulldogs fell last week to Kentucky, Leach is banking on continued development of his spread offense.
You know, if each position gets a little better, then the team gets a lot better, so... And I do think we got quite a ways to go. I mean, I think, you know, we're finishing runs better than we did last year, but we could certainly do better. We're blocking the second level better than we did last year, but we can certainly do better. You know, we're playing faster than we did last year, but we can certainly play faster. And then, you know, defensively, you know, we do a lot of good things, and we are kind of explosive and powerful on defense, but some of the big plays we could definitely shut down too.
I go back to the Alabama Tennessee game, Michael, and the fact that 52-49, Alabama hadn't given up 52 points since what, 1907 or something like
20,
that?
20, yes, believe
yeah,
it or not.
Yeah, yes. It's going to be the norm of that game, which used to be 9-6, 13-12. I mean, this is what we're seeing across the board.
Yeah, I kind of compared the game of Alabama and Tennessee to Alabama's 2020 Ole Miss game. They couldn't stop each other, it seemed like, and it was another shootout-type game. I don't think it is going to be the norm for Alabama. They've got a pretty good defense. It just had a very bad day. What can Mississippi State do? They got offense. They can put points on the board. They got a quarterback that can throw it around. Well, they got to hold up front. Alabama could not get a rush on Tennessee. And if they can do that, Will Rogers can pick you apart. That's a big chore, though. I feel like Alabama will redeem itself. Alabama's no room for error right now. Mississippi State wins this game, they pretty much knock them out of the national title hunt.
Yep, and it's another week for several ranked versus ranked battles. That's one of them. Start, though, in the Big 12, where Texas is back in the top 25. And will face number 11, Oklahoma State, looking to extend a three-game winning streak. Cowboys fell to TCU last Saturday, leaving the Horned Frogs as the only undefeated team in the conference. But that is in danger with 17th-ranked Kansas State on the horizon. While Max Duggan has been a catalyst for the Horned Frogs, K-State transfer quarterback Adrian Martinez has been a major component of the Wildcats' success. Coach Chris Kleiman has enjoyed the assimilation of the newcomer.
He's always done a really good job of taking care of the football since he's been here. And I don't know what happened in the past. Everybody asked me about that. I wasn't with him, so I really don't know what happened. I don't really care what happened. I'm just excited that he's here and takes coaching from Coach Klein. He's a real calm, patient kid. If something does go wrong, he's thrown picks in practice. Trust me, he has. And he just, it's like a kid made a play or I made the wrong read. And he doesn't compound that with a second mistake. He understands it's part of the game. I think his maturity allows him to handle the adversity that he does have. Maybe he makes a poor read, should give it and keeps it and gets tackled for a 3-yard loss. It doesn't bother him. He's like, okay, I made the wrong read. I got to go make the next play. And that's a sign of a mature guy that's played just a ton of football.
Chances are pretty good that there will not be an undefeated team come out of the Big 12, but maybe it's early to talk playoff. But will somebody come out of this league with the right number of wins, the right wins to get into the playoff talk?
You feel like it's got to be a team with just one defeat. And right now, TCU has none. K-State just won. The winner of this game takes sole possession of the Big 12 lead right now. Nice story with both quarterbacks. Martinez having a good year. You look at Duggan. He is leading the Big 12 in pass efficiency. I expect some points to be scored here.
Absolutely. Well, after a rough start to the season, Oregon is winning again and will face undefeated UCLA on Saturday. The Ducks have followed the opening season loss to Georgia with 5 straight victories. The Bruins are one of 9 undefeated teams left in FBS, but will face what might be their toughest test so far. This one probably comes down to quarterback play, with Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, UCLA's Dorian Thompson-Robinson. In a league of solid signal callers, these two are capable of beating their opponent in a variety of ways. Ducks coach Dan Lanning believes DTR, as they call him, has a unique skill for the Bruins.
He's really familiar with their system. He's completing the ball at a really high rate right now. He's operating their offense. Obviously, he's a weapon with his legs. He understands what they're trying to accomplish. I think it's a lot of the same things you see right now with our quarterback, right? Understanding what supposed to be accomplished on the field and executing it at a high level. And he's certainly doing that. He's a dynamic player. And we really haven't played anybody quite like him, in my opinion. He runs like a back or a wide out with the ball. So, like I said, he can stop and go. He's got great acceleration and speed and does a good job with the ball in his hands. And they also, for a team that runs the quarterback as much as they do, they take care of the ball, right? So we do have to do a good job of attacking it when we get the opportunity and making sure that we're in position to tackle him.
As great as DTR has been, dare say, Bo Nix may be better this year.
They're very similar. Both can not only pass it, but they can run it. And if you look at QBR, it looks at not only passing, but running. And these two quarterbacks have ranked top 10 nationally in that category. Oregon has owned the series, though, 9 of 10, and they haven't lost at home to UCLA since 2004.
It has been a while. Well, what about the Orange of Syracuse? 6-0, an often impressive win over North Carolina State. But now comes the big test. If the Orange is to improve their number 14 ranking, a win over 5th-ranked Clemson in Death Valley is essential. The Tigers have lost just once in their last 9 meetings in the series and a prohibitive favorite Saturday. This is new ground for the Syracuse program, something that Dino Babers is not shying away from discussing with his team.
I was explaining it to the players on Sunday. I said it's really rare. And I've been in it for a little bit. And this is only, I want to say, I may not be right, but I want to say this is only the 3rd team that's got to 6-0. Now, I haven't been at some of those schools that you guys read about in the paper all the time, but I've been at good schools. And this is the 3rd time that we've been this deep in over 3 decades. So it's rare. You should cherish it. You should understand this moment and not let it just go past you. You might want to slow down and make sure you get it. And, I don't know what's going to happen in the cards, Sunday. But right now, it's something that you should look at and you should be proud of.
I did see Dino Babers, coach. He was at Bowling Green before he went to Syracuse. And I'm going to give that program credit they didn't pull the plug on this guy when he started back-to-back years 4-8. Maybe it's paying off for him now.
He's had some success, but back to the winning ways, and we'll take them seriously if they can pull off this upset. Clemson has owned them as they have the rest of the ACC. They've won 8 of 9 in this series, but they've had a few close calls, so I think it could be interesting.
Ole Miss is 6-0 and ranks 7th in the AP poll. Rebels have continued to be a thoroughbred offensively, averaging more than 500 yards per game. On Saturday, they travel to Baton Rouge, where LSU will be waiting with a team that has been steadily improving. This series has been one-sided, with the Tigers holding an advantage, winning 5 of the last 6, but this is not your grandfather's Ole Miss squad. Brett Northworthy of the Rebels Radio Network expects a typical SEC fight in Death Valley.
Well, I think it had to be multiple. Had to do the best of both, not just one. It was kind of just run against Auburn when it was a lot of pass against Vanderbilt. It was Vanderbilt the week before. I think it's going to have to be a little bit of both and a race to 42. The first team that gets to 42, I think, is the winner of the game.
It's very interesting because Ole Miss has done that a lot, LSU not so much. But we also would make the point, and you would agree with me, Ole Miss hasn't quite played the schedule.
They really haven't. Even though they're in the SEC, their schedule ranks worst among the top 10, 109th nationally. So this, to me, is one of their stiffest tests. You got to go into Tiger Stadium. It's not easy. LSU is playing some pretty good football. Also, look at this. Last year, Ole Miss broke a 5-game losing streak in winning the game in Oxford.
Exactly. Well, and one more thing on that note. How many remember this historic moment?
Billy Cannon watches it bounce. He takes it on his own 11. He comes back upfield at the 15, stumbles momentarily. He's at the 20, running hard at the 25, gets away from one man for 30. Still runs the 25, up the 35, the 25. He's down to 50, he's in the 50, 45, 40. He's in the 10 to 5, he scores!
That was 64 years ago when the LSU Tigers defeated the Ole Miss Rebels on Billy Cannon's midnight run on Halloween night. In 1959, the 89-yard punt return would lead to a Heisman Trophy for Cannon and a national championship for the Tigers. It is part of the lore of what is called the Magnolia Bowl that dates back to 1894. Several games in the 50s and 60s played a role in both SEC and national championships. The year before the Cannon run to glory, the two teams were ranked numbers 1 and 6 in the country, with LSU holding the Rebels to 121 yards and a 14-0 win. In 1961, number 6 LSU upset number 2 Ole Miss, but the following year it was the Rebels that had the last laugh in a 15-7 win. And there has been a controversy or two in this series. 1972, LSU survived an upset bid with a little help from the clock operator. The Tigers were given 2 cracks at the end zone in the final 4 seconds inside the Ole Miss 10-yard line. This game may not create some of the drama as the third Saturday in October or next week's cocktail party in Jacksonville, but it is a game that certainly has stood on its merit with exciting finishes. We'll see what happens this weekend in Death Valley. For this week's U.S. Farm Raised Catfish Catch of the Week, we visit the ACC, where the Tar Heels of North Carolina defeat arch-rival Duke on a touchdown pass from Drake May to Antoine Green for 8 yards in the final seconds. Jones Angel with a call on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
May has the shotgun snap. Pressure coming. Rolls to the right. Throws to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Antoine Green! 16 seconds to go. No flags.
Remember, for the tailgate tent or the pregame party, U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish is always the winning catch. To find out more, visit uscatfish.com.
This is the Lindy's Football Report.
May the best fans win. Academy Sports and Outdoors is giving you the chance to win a grand prize package to the SEC Championship game on Saturday, December 3rd in Atlanta, Georgia. Enter the sweepstakes September 3rd through November 26th at select Academy stores, and you could win your free tickets plus flight and hotel accommodations and more. So don't wait. Make your play at the exclusive sweepstakes today. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the official sporting goods retailer of the SEC. No purchase necessary. Purchases do not increase the odds of winning. Odds depend on number of entries received. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas. Ages 18 plus. Retail value of prize up to $6,700. Limit 1 entry per person. For official rules, see academy.com/official-rules. Sponsor, Academy Sports Outdoors, 1800 North Mason Road, Katy, Texas, 77449. Enter by November 26, 2022.
Saturdays are all about college football. Your tailgate matters too. Make it great with U.S. farm-raised catfish. Catch up on all the great recipes by visiting our website. Check out our videos and learn about how U.S. farm-raised catfish makes every Saturday exceptional, no matter the outcome of the biggest games. As always, it's fresh from our ponds to your plate. Remember, like we say every week, for the tailgate tent or the pregame party, U.S. farm-raised catfish is always the winning catch. Find out more, visit uscatfish.com.
Lindy's, America's leader in providing great magazines and specialty publications covering the gamut of sports. For daily updates, check out lindysports.com with original content, including features, columns, and predictions. lindysports.com also features photo galleries, fantasy sports news, and up-to-the-minute items to keep you abreast of events from the ever-changing realm of sports. Lindy's, America's leading sports authority.
The Lindy's Football Report.
The undefeateds. Let's talk about them. Here's Michael Butler.
With three undefeated versus undefeated matchups last Saturday, it's simple math. Someone had to lose. In all, six unbeaten teams are unbeaten no more. Among them, four were ranked in the top 10. Alabama, USC, Oklahoma State, and Penn State. The other two, Coastal Carolina and James Madison. It's been quite the start in James Madison's transition year from FCS to FBS, starting 6-0 and debuting in the AP Top 25 a week prior. Now, there are nine remaining teams whose records are unblemished. At least one of those will not be after Saturday. Clemson and Syracuse play in Death Valley. As for those who have already fallen, don't give up. Even though there are just four playoff spots up for grabs, every year of the playoffs history has included at least one-loss team. Alabama made it last year after losing in October. Georgia made it too, after losing to Alabama in December. And the Bulldogs won it all by beating Alabama in January. Moral of the story? There's still a lot of ball to be played.
It's time for Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's and lindysports.com. Well, Lynn, we're down to nine as far as the undefeated teams in FBS. One of those teams, Tennessee, who looked very good in their win over Alabama. We got a lot left to play for, though.
That number will be decreased soon. We've got Syracuse and Clemson playing this weekend, and so one of those has got to go by the wayside. And there's several other undefeated teams that play each other before the season's over, so there's still a lot to be determined. I look back, this is about the number we've had previous years. Sometimes not quite nine, getting toward the end of October, but still a decent number of teams. I think the real surprise to me is maybe, you know, two or three of them that are in there, because we had six that lost last weekend. We did not have UCLA picked anywhere, you know, near the very top contenders in the Pac-12, and they're still undefeated. They're the lone representative of the Pac-12, and TCU now the lone representative of the Big 12. You got the two in the ACC, and then of course you got three in the SEC, which is really kind of what poses the question, you know, how's this going to affect the end of the season and who gets to play in the championship games. You know, I think maybe Ole Miss, one of the three SEC teams, they've got kind of a tough road to hoe. They set out to play Alabama, who's one of – there are 14 teams, Graham, with one loss. And so, you know, we've had teams with one loss play in the Final Four group. So you're really – right now you've got 23 teams that I think have got a shot. Obviously the nine that are undefeated have the best shot. Ole Miss still has to play at LSU, at Texas A&M, and at Arkansas. And then their season-ending game against Mississippi State. Georgia still got to play Tennessee. That one now is looming mighty big after what Tennessee did against Alabama. That's still a couple of weeks away, though. That's the first Saturday in November. They got an off week this week before they play Florida. And I don't see Florida beating Georgia. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, next week. Michigan's got an off week before they play Michigan State. And Michigan State has, you know, had some disappointments this year, too. So that's of course, set up before the 26th, the Thanksgiving weekend game between Michigan and Ohio State, both still undefeated. So, you know, a lot of these guys can knock each other off. Ohio State's still undefeated.
They play Iowa this weekend. They have to go to Penn State, who was undefeated before they went to Michigan last week. But Penn State's going to be entertaining Ohio State, you know, when that one happens. So still a lot to be seen. TCU still got to play Kansas State, and still got to play at Texas and at Baylor. So there's a lot to a lot to be played.
And it's too early to talk about the poll, but in a couple of weeks we'll see our first one. There is a chance we could see the Big Ten and the SEC both have two teams in the semifinals. That's crazy to think, but it's out there.
No, it is out there. And if it happens that way, it's an example of why I think the people around the country resent the Southeastern Conference. There have been several times already when there have been teams with equal records, and in every sense, in every time, the benefit has been given to the Southeastern Conference. I know one time it was Oklahoma State, one time it was Kansas State, and I don't remember the other time, but teams that had equal records to the SEC teams that got put in there, and SEC always gets the benefit of the doubt. With this year, with three SEC unbeaten, you got even a bigger chance than that. Either Tennessee or Georgia is going to win, you know, when they play each other. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win all their other games, but you have to favor them too. So you got to say the Tennessee Georgia winner would be the most likely one to represent that division of the SEC. Ole Miss got a rougher road, like we said a minute ago. But if Ole Miss were to win out, and Ole Miss played, say if it was Tennessee in the championship game, find me any prognosticator anywhere who picked that you'd have Ole Miss and Tennessee playing in a championship game. That's still probably not likely, but it's certainly possible.
Well, let's go through some games, and some of these do include undefeated versus undefeated. Include this first one, Syracuse at Clemson.
I like Clemson. I think Syracuse is a much better team than we thought, but you know, I don't think they're as talented as Clemson. They don't have the tradition of Clemson in recent years. Playing at Clemson, I'm going to like the Tigers to win that game.
Texas has turned things around. They've got two losses, but they look pretty good right now. They go to Oklahoma State.
They do. Oklahoma State can only be looking at itself in the mirror and shaking their head. They had a 17-point lead last week against TCU and blew that, which is why they're not undefeated and TCU is. I like Oklahoma State. They're playing at home. I like their quarterback. And they can't lose another ball game and have their dreams come true. So I'm going with Oklahoma State.
Another undefeated team is UCLA. They go to Oregon.
I like Oregon. After Oregon's very poor performance against Georgia, Oregon's been a world beater. Very strong offense, better defense in some years. Bo Nix having a great year for Oregon. I like Oregon at home to knock off UCLA.
All right, to the SEC, down in Baton Rouge, LSU and Ole Miss.
I'm going to take Ole Miss to win that ball game. LSU's better. They're better than what we thought they were at the start of the season, and they have been playing better. But I still have got doubts about LSU. The teams that they've played and the way that some of those games have gone. Ole Miss is a decent defensive team, but a really, really juggernaut offensive team in both running and passing. I like Ole Miss to win that game.
And Alabama will try to get off the snide after the loss to Tennessee. They are at home against Mississippi State.
This could not be a worse situation for Mississippi State. They're coming off a very bad game against Kentucky, when Kentucky basically shut down Mississippi State's offense. I like Alabama to win it.
And your upset special.
I'm going with Pittsburgh to beat Louisville. Pittsburgh is the defending ACC champion. Louisville has been playing better. They had an injury to their quarterback. But I'm going to go with Pittsburgh Panthers to go on the road and beat Louisville.
This has been the Lindy's Football Report, brought to you by U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish and Academy Sports and Outdoors.